of my favorite verses to use when I'm giving someone the gospel is John 6:47. The Bible reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." It's so clear. It's so simple when you're trying to show someone that salvation is by faith alone, when he just says, "He that believeth on me hath everlasting life." Listen to what the NIV does to this verse. It says, "I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life." What's missing? Well, in the King James, it's, "He that believeth on me hath everlasting life." And the NIV, it's just, "He who believes has everlasting life." There's no "believe on me," it's just, "He who believes." You say, well, why in the world does that matter? You know, we could go back to verse 35 and he says, "In me," or we could jump down to verse, 40 and see that he says, "In me," or whatever the case may be. But that's not the point. Those verses are not as crystal clear as this one for the purposes of giving someone the gospel. You know, if you're just looking for a simple verse that can just clearly give someone the gospel, you know, as you're showing them the plan of salvation, John 6:47 is a great verse to use. But by deleting two words from it, it's been corrupted. Now it doesn't have the same meaning. You know, when the King James Bible says, "He that believeth on me hath everlasting life," that's a powerful salvation verse. The NIV's verse, "He who believes," yeah, if they read the whole chapter, they'll know who to believe in. But if I'm just trying to show somebody the gospel and I just show them that one verse, "He who believes," well, believes what? Just, you know, is this like you just close your eyes and click your heels together? And if you believe, you know, well, no, it's about believing in Christ when it comes to everlasting life. It's about believing in him. So, you know, it bothers me that all of the verses that I use to give someone the gospel are all changed in the NIV. You know, go down the Romans road. Go through the verses that you typically use to give someone the gospel. They've all been changed in the NIV. They've all been corrupted.